такой, что значит, находится ли определенный тип людей под защитой Хладини Шакти, если этим людям нужны постоянные материальные доказательства проявления духовного учителя, проявления милости и так далее. Как быть с этими людьми? Как они?
There are some people that constantly require the proof of divinity. Like they want, you know, they want that sort of a proof on sort of gross mundane level.
That means they're non-believers. They want divinity to be brought within the realm of measurement. So they're under the influence of misconception. Light can dispel darkness. Soul is self-effulgent, self-evident. God is self-effulgent, self-evident. Owls deny the existence of light. Owl, the bird, the night bird who can't see in the daylight. So their method of seeing, they can only, within the realm of darkness, they have some system. But light is blinding to them. They demand proof. Means they want to drag the infinite into the court of the finite and put him on the witness stand and interrogate him. It's a flawed approach, to say the least. Veda is Shruti, mother. If you can't trust your mother, you're unfortunate. You ask your mother to identify your father, and she says, that man. And you say, how do I know for sure? Then you can understand, you're in an unfortunate situation. So you cannot have no faith in revealed truth and demanding proof. So it's a pathetic situation.
Let's talk about perspective of these people.
I just did.
But you mean, like, do they like have chance to come out of this kind of a mundane consciousness through some?
So the accumulation of Sukriti, when Sukriti is sufficient, it manifests as Shraddha, faith, which is our only access to that plane and to this understanding. So prasadam is very helpful. As I saw the first Sunday feast after I joined the Mott in San Francisco, devotees used to shave their heads very nicely, put on tilak, and their happiness was if they could get a plate of prasadam and a receptive guest that was to preach to, nothing was better than that. And this one devotee, I remember his name was Baladev Prabhu. He's sitting in front of a big plate of prasadam, and there was gulab jamun on his plate, these big, juicy, sweet balls dripping with sweetness. This man was not known to be a Siddhantic genius. Or a great philosopher, or somebody who could represent comprehensively Krishna conception. But very happily, he was radiating beauty, sweetness, purity, simplicity. And he picked up this Gulab Jamun. And you could see the juice dripping from his hands. As we're told, susukam kartum avayam. This process is very easily executed, and happiness, full of happiness, joy. And he said, there are yogis, and yet they're doing so many tapasya and austerities. The yogis. And he said, but the bhakti yogi, he's feasting, and he put that gulab jamun in his mouth, and then so much juice was going down his thing. That's beyond argument. No argument there. So for those people, just give them a big sweet ball. Prabhupada used to call them ISKCON bullets. Then, some accumulation of sukriti by honoring prasadam, having the association of devotees, doing some seva. Then, shraddha, the prospect of Krishna consciousness will intuitively manifest within. Then they'll begin to submissively hear from spiritual authorities. So this is not a case of intellectual assessment.